Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Children lie for the same reasons that adults lie: to avoid punishment, to win respect, to appear better than they are, because they don't trust someone with the truth, or because they feel threatened with power. Without realizing it, some parents teach their children to lie and actually encourage them in the practice at the very time they dislike what they see, and then punish their child because of it. Want to teach the importance of honesty to your child? Listen to the following guidelines. Guideline 1, model honesty yourself. Children who lie usually have parents who lie, and very quickly they learn from their example. They overhear mother saying, "No, John isn't at home," when dad is parked in front of a TV set and just doesn't want to take a call. They pick up on phony excuses which you make, or hear you lying to a traffic officer who pulls you over, or understand what the high-level conference is about at the kitchen table as you sweat over tax returns. Guideline 2. To teach honesty to your child, be absolutely honest with him yourself. Kids are confronted with a problem. If you are not honest with them, don't expect them to respond with honesty in relationship to you. Example, you're losing your job, which means you can't take the family on vacation. So you sugarcoat the whole situation, thinking that you're sparing your child the anguish of knowing you're without work. A child picks up on your stress, your insecurity, and the uncertainty of not knowing what is going on is more damaging than telling him the truth. Example, your child's grandmother has been felled by a stroke and is hospitalized. Telling your child that everything is okay when he has seen the pain and the anguish causes confusion and alarm. Better to establish open communication and take difficulty as an opportunity to point out the fact we can trust God in tough situations and make it a spiritual object lesson. Guideline 3. Don't give your child an opportunity to lie. Rather, make it easy for him to tell the truth. Example, you've laid down certain geographic boundaries. You expect your child to stay within them. But you know for a fact that your youngster didn't stay within them. Don't say, "Did you go beyond the corner at the end of the block?" Rather say, "Why did you go into the next block?" It gives your child a reason to explain his behavior rather than to deny what he did. Another thought, when parents are overly restrictive, they set the stage for dishonesty. Far better is open and free communication, so your child has the freedom to say, "I don't think you're really being fair with me," and that can be done without malice or anger. Open communication evaluates a situation and allows a child to express himself without talking back in a disrespectful manner. Guideline 4, to teach honesty, stress the fact that what others may do is different from what you do in your family. Early in life, a child begins to understand what truth is. Child psychologists say by age 4, most children can sift fantasy from reality. When they have playmates who make it a practice to lie, you must teach your child that honesty is not only the best policy, but in your family, it is the only policy.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.